it now.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Start things out here tonight with a very interesting story out of CNET News, CNET.com, reporting on Google Maps. Now, in case you were not aware, Google, which, I mean, for those of you, I guess, who aren't in the online world.
Those of you who are living in a cave.
Google is huge. It started as a search engine, and now it is, oh, so much more. They have so many different things on their website. It's probably one of the most useful companies I've ever come across. I mean, there's not a Google product I think I've ever tried that I didn't like. They do it right, and they do it well.
Yeah, I agree.
And they do it cheap. Usually most of their products are free. So
we love people to use them, and Google's largely an advertising company.
Exactly.
Although they offer a lot of things that would make people want to come and use their products so they can advertise.
So you can see the advertising.
Perfectly good sense.
So one of the things that they've done, and they've been working on for a long time, is their Google Maps. And it's gotten a lot better over time. It's very, very useful. You can go to maps.google.com. But one of the features of Google Maps, beyond that, you know, beyond being able to plan an itinerary and, you know, figure out how to get from point A to point B and all that sort of basic map stuff, they added the Google Street View, I believe, sometime last year. They started with a few big cities like New York and San Francisco and Miami, and I believe they've been expanding out since then. I don't know how many cities they've added, but essentially what it is it's almost like a three-dimensional navigational. It's not really three-dimensional, but you can navigate the streets and actually see real photos of the streets that you want to look at. So if you want to see what, you know, Times Square looks like in New York City, you can place your little guy on the Google map in the right place, and the street view will pop up, and you can turn left, and you can turn right, and you can look around, you can zoom in, you can zoom. I mean, it's a cool little feature.
Yeah, the technology has come quite a long ways, and it's just pictures that are taken at random moments. So if you're wanting to cruise around on there, you can find some pretty interesting ones.
Yeah, you can find people doing strange things.
Yeah, and even car accidents and stuff while they're happening, all sorts of cool pictures.
But it's just still photos, so it's not like they've got live cameras running down there.
Right.
What happens is
it can be useful if you're trying to find a certain location, especially in like a city where you know, addresses can, you know, it's just difficult to know. Here's a big building.
Some places
are they
you
on?
Just can't find the address, yeah.
Right, so it can be nice. I don't know specifically what you'd use it for, you know, from a practical standpoint.
I think it's just cool. I think really a lot of what Google does is just showing off. I really think that's what it is, just to show, hey, we can do this, that kind of thing.
Well,
anyway, it's a really cool feature.
And another thing is that what's cool about what they do is that they pay their employees to have their own little projects, and then they, you know, use the projects for their own purposes later. So I really like what they do.
Yeah, it's an interesting company. And so I bring up Street View because there has been some controversy surrounding Street View. For instance, what they do is they got this little van that's, I guess, decked out with some sort of camera setup. I don't know if it's a 360-degree camera or just four cameras pointing in, you know, different directions. But this van basically travels through different streets and just takes pictures periodically. And that's how they get all the pictures in for the Street View. Well, there have been some instances where the van has gone on private property when it shouldn't have, for instance. And this is one of those instances. And it brings up a really interesting real-life example of private roads that I didn't know existed. So, let's get into it. From CNET.com, a small town in Minnesota has told Google that its Street View feature can hit the road. North Oaks, a private community of 4,500 residents north of St. Paul, Minnesota, isn't too keen on outsiders traipsing through its privately owned streets, even if it is only on the internet. According to the city's website, the roads are privately owned, and no trespassing sign greets potential visitors to the city. So city officials were really unhappy when images of their streets and homes appeared on the Google Maps Street View feature, which presents a view of dozens of United States cities from a driver's perspective. The North Oak City Council sent the internet search giant a letter in January demanding that the images be removed or risk being cited for trespassing. Mayor Thomas Watson told the newspaper, "It's not the hoity-toity folks trying to figure out how to keep the world away. They really didn't have any authorization to go on private property." The company removed the images shortly thereafter, according to Google, and they talked about how rare it was, and they certainly have gotten other complaints, like people, you know, having their license plates or faces displayed, and you know how people are uncomfortable about those sorts of things. But this was particularly interesting because of the claim that this town of 4,500 people has private streets. So I went to the website, North Oaks, Minnesota, cityofnorth-oaks.com. Welcome to the official website for the city of North Oaks. Located in the Twin Cities, just northeast of St. Paul, Minnesota, North Oaks is a unique suburban community. With a rich history and emphasis on retaining the natural environment, North Oaks celebrated its 50th anniversary in 2006. Approximately 4,500 residents call North Oaks home because residents' properties extend halfway across the road. All residential roads in the city are private and for the use of North Oaks residents and their invited guests only. The city owns no property. That's the next line on the website. I'm not saying that. That's the city's own website. With the residents owning the roads, the North Oaks Homeowners Association owns the park and recreations areas and trails throughout the city. North Oaks Homeowners Association sounds like a private organization to me.
I would say it is.
So then, you know, again, it's a city website, so apparently there is some sort of government structure here. I don't know exactly how it all works. I'm not sure. I'm curious to learn a little bit more. But how interesting that they have a situation in real life where people actually own the road out in front of their houses.
And things aren't falling apart?
Yeah.
We've always been told that if the government didn't own the roads, they'd fall apart and there would be potholes everywhere and
it
just
looks
couldn't
beautiful.
Survive.
But
it
the government
beautiful.
Owns the roads and there's potholes everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, so I see the evidence that the government screws it up more.
You know, I wish they would have let Google Street View go in there so we could actually look at the quality of the streets here. I mean, I'm just going from the pictures on the website. This looks like a very nice kind of upper crust community.
Yeah,
but how
I
interesting.
Think typically when you see private roads or private sidewalks, I know that here in Keene there's a city that doesn't like... a business that doesn't like the way that the government does the sidewalks. They mm-hmm. do a crappy job on it. So they decided to hire their own company to do their sidewalks, and it's
really?
Amazing. It's beautiful. It took them a good few months to do, much longer than the city of Keene would have taken to do, but it's beautiful.
Wow.
And so you typically, when you see businesses or individuals doing the roads or the sidewalks on their own, they do a much better job than the government would.
Sure
well, of course, you know, if a business, it reflects on the business if they're building a sidewalk and their sidewalk's crappy. But the city doesn't care.
So I just thought I'd share that with you. I mean, perhaps someone will dig around or I'll take some time and try to do a little bit more research about this city of North Oaks. But, I mean, 4,500 people, it's not huge, but it's something. It's worth looking at. It's worth examining and studying and seeing exactly how well it works for them.
The relevance of this, you know, why would you bring up a story like that, is that sort of in a libertarian world or a you know, free market world where you're talking about, people are always concerned with a couple of things
the roads.
Right off the bat. Roads. Well, if you don't have the government, what are we going to do without roads?
What if someone locks you into your house with all the roads around you?
Yeah, right. And
all kinds of crazy scenarios start popping up.
Somebody owns the roads, and it's all the roads around you, and those kind of things. And I can understand their concerns, but I think that in the real world, that roads would work quite well because businesses want consumers to be able to get to them.
Sure.
And they're going to do what it takes in order to get that to happen.
And
so,
most people want to be able to get to the businesses, so they'll have an incentive to take care of their own roads in order to get in and out from wherever it is a residential area that they live in. And if there's a couple of old fuddy-duddies that don't want to take care of their roads, surely someone will be able to come along and buy it up from them or just charitably take care of it. And even if that's not possible, then so what?
Yeah, we have potholes all over the
right.
place already.
The roads are awful right now. They're awful. and they're so expensive. The government people, they always spend so much money, and they get such a little return on investment.
Don't forget the sweetheart contracts that go to all their friends.
Sure.
And, you know, in the civil engineering firms.
So I just thought I'd throw that out there. And I just came up with the idea just off the top of my head to grant essentially property rights to people to have half of the road out in front of their houses. And here it is in real life. It exists. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protective Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, on us right there for free at freetalklive.com. And those features include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, both free for you. freetalklive.com. Hey, what if a socialist became the president of the United States of America? Of course, some might argue we already have one. Anyway, President Barack Obama? How about John McCain? The North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, and national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And some people have joined the Free State Project to attain as much freedom as possible within their lifetime. And as you pointed out, Mark, when we start talking about freedom, when we start talking about liberty and drastically slashing the government, if not eliminating it entirely and replacing it with voluntary alternatives, market-based voluntary alternatives, some people get kind of scared. They'll say things like, well, who will collect the trash if you don't have government around? Though that one doesn't come up very often. Though, certainly some would be frightened if they heard that there was no government trash collection, because that's what they're used to. But the fact is, around here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, you have to contract to have people pick your trash up.
I think that whenever the government starts doing something and that's what people are used to, they think it couldn't be done if the government didn't do it, because that's what they've grown up with their whole lives. So they couldn't imagine a world where the government wasn't taking care of that particular service or the roads like we were talking about last segment. If they're used to the government doing it, they couldn't possibly imagine a world without the government doing it. But in fact, things would go a lot better most of the time, you would probably argue all of the time, if the government just completely got out of it.
Well, and that's one of the things that we're here to do, and I don't just mean we here on Free Talk Live, but I mean just the liberty activists in general, is to maybe get folks to start imagining what that world could be like. And it's awfully helpful when we have real-life examples of how it already does work. And so how wonderful to stumble across this story about Google Street View in this particular town in Minnesota called North Oaks, where they have total private roads. The entire 4,500 population town is privately owned. The city owns no property. I mean, that's a pretty mind-boggling thing. To say.
The fact is, I don't see how, personally, I don't see why cities should own property at all, period.
Agreed.
Not one bit.
How could they own properties?
Right. They don't exist.
Right.
I mean, how can this entity, this group of people called a city, own property? I guess, the same way another corporation does, but they do business in a fashion different than other corporations do. They force people to pay money to upkeep this property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who the hell are they to do that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think we're going to find out exactly who they are over time as more and more people decide that they've had about enough of being bossed around by these men and women calling themselves government, and people just start to say no and refuse to cooperate. I think we're going to find out exactly who these people are. Are they indeed people that are governing by consensual basis, as the Constitution's claim? Or are they a gang of violent people that are ruling by the sword? I think we may find out eventually for sure up here in New Hampshire as time goes on. But how great. Now we can say, well, we've got examples of private trash pickup right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. We know how well that works.
Works fine.
Yep, it works great. As a matter of fact, it works better than the government trash pickup. And now we've got a real-life example of total private roads in a functioning community. North Oaks, Minnesota. And hopefully we can learn a little bit more. I Googled it during the break to see if I could find out more information. Of course, all I ended up finding was several iterations of the same story we just talked about. So
right.
It may take some digging yet to uncover more information about exactly how it works. But essentially, the property owners own a portion of the road out in front of their houses. They own, if you're living across the street from me, Toby, you own half up to the middle of the street, and I own half up to the middle of the street, and it's our responsibility. Most likely, I'm guessing, since it is a private planned residential community, you have agreed when you go into the community that you will be responsible, most likely, for some minimum level of upkeep of the roads. That's my presumption, or maybe they take fees or dues. I don't know how exactly that works. But one thing's for sure, it's very explicit, I'm guessing, when it comes to North Oaks. When it comes to joining this particular community, you don't just get to move in. You have to sign an agreement that states that you'll agree to certain things.
And you'll know ahead of time what the deal is.
Exactly.
And that's what, it's what really bothers me about this whole democratic or representative democracy that we have going in this country is that, well, when somebody wants to change it, all they have to do is vote people in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if I don't want it changed? What if I'm that 49% that doesn't want things changed?
Too bad.
Right, I just got to live with it. Sell my property and leave.
Right.
Get out. Get out.
You're also agreeing to something that's actually going to be followed through. You're signing an agreement that either you'll upkeep the road or you'll pay a due and it'll be upkept. And it'll actually be upkept.
I mean,
with the government roads, you totally don't get that.
When the towns or cities or municipalities take the money to do a project, there's no guarantee that thing's going to come in on budget.
I know I had to buy new struts for my car this year because all the potholes just ruined them. $1,000 because the roads just aren't up kept around here.
Well, not only is there no guarantee, but it's pretty much a guarantee it will go over budget. I mean, you can pretty much bet on it every single time. Of course, the most obvious example is Boston's Big Dig, which went on for a decade longer, I think, than it was originally intended to go on for at a multiple, I think it hit the billions. I'm not positive on that.
I'm pretty sure it was over.
Was it in the billions?
Yeah.
I mean, just an amazing amount of money on road work. So it works for them. And private trash, private roads. What else? What else are people scared of? Oh, police. Protection services. That's a tough one. It was tough for me to really even begin to wrap my mind around it as a pretty principled libertarian. So I can understand how difficult this is. We had a guy call in on Saturday night. We were talking with him about it, and it was, I thought I was explaining it well, but man, his barriers were up. We were not getting through to that dude because he kept confusing what I was talking about with privatization of the police, which would be having the government essentially contract out their
like
government
Blackwater
monopoly police, to some sort of private organization. I've tried to explain to him, no, that's not what I'm talking about. That's, typical government rewarding their friends, and it's still a monopoly system. I want a free marketplace and protection where each individual or business or company can choose for themselves what level of protection they want and the provider of that protection and get into a contract. But, Mark, inevitably,
I think that there's actually a lot of places that have this kind of thing. If you go into gated communities, you see private security, and police aren't typically going through there and patrolling there. And they're pretty safe communities most of the time.
It's true.
I know that I was staying down with my fiance's parents over Christmas, and they live in a gated community, and you would see some security guards every now and then, but never once did I see a cop patrol through. They went outside of the gated community, and they're everywhere.
Cops can only come in if they're invited.
Okay, well, there was no crime going on there. I talked to people, and they said it's a very safe place to be, and no police patrolling through. It works.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Makes me wonder what North Oaks has chosen to do about their policing, because they don't have government roads. So what are they doing for their protection? Mark, you've got an email about free market protection. We'll talk about that here in moments and take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams, the updates, the wiki, and more. We give it all away at freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. They do patents, wills, trademarks. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we continue discussing market-based voluntary alternatives to what we've always considered to be things government was supposed to take care of. Government was supposed to take care of the roads. Turns out, in North Oaks, Minnesota, that's not the case at all. It's a town with a population of 4,500, and every bit of the roadways in North Oaks is 100% privately owned. It's actually going through their little welcome to the new residents or introduction to North Oaks little brochure that they've got on their website here. And it says that the North Oaks Homeowners Association, created by restrictive covenants in each property owner's warranty deed, is responsible for road maintenance and recreational facilities. All of the roads are privately owned because they are built on easements from the adjoining property owners. Property lines extend to the middle of the street. So they go on to talk about, you know, later how the Homeowners Association, there are dues, and they, of course, get to vote on their dues. So it's not a kind of place I would want to live just because I don't like having other people deciding anything for me. But it's working for them. And that's great.
You know, and likely in a world without city governments, this would be the sort of thing that
there'd be more of this.
Yeah, there would be more of this. And honestly, I'd rather have smaller city government than larger city government, just because there'd be fewer problems.
Sure, and it sounds like that things are working very well for the folks in North Oak. So certainly there's still some governmental existence there. They do still have governmental protection and governmental fire. But everybody who moved into North Oaks, except for the kids that were born there, obviously, consented to move into North Oaks.
And the, you know, one can say that these rules would likely be as onerous as city rules, but I don't agree.
They're not as arbitrary.
When city council people get together, they write all kinds of stuff that you never find out about.
Until it's
too late. At the very least, you get a contract, and that at that point, the contract has to be small enough that you can read it.
Yeah.
If they hand you 800 pages of rules, people can be like, oh my God.
You move somewhere else. So let's get to the email, Mark, since we're talking about privatizing, not the right word. Marketize, I think, is a better word because the term privatize has some connotations to it that suggest that it's just government handing over governmental services to one monopolistic privateer. And that's not what we're talking about at all. We're talking about a marketplace where you could purchase various different services from various different providers. So,
and the other thing with a free market in communities where you started out with freedom and then, you know, different communities had different rules, is you wouldn't have the same power that is brokered among city council people to give sweetheart deals for, you know, the water company or, you know, to who's going to build the road here and that kind of thing. So the power wouldn't be there. If you don't have the power, you don't have the people that will parlay that power trying to get that power. And you just don't have the abuse of the government system. You have something more like what we imagine governments meant to do. Some smart people getting together and solving problems that we all have, that we all
have.
Hey,
you could still have the neighborhood Nazi situation where move in somewhere and the power freaks, they, you know, they'll try to acquire as much power for themselves as they can. And if all they can do is the president of the neighborhood association, they totally will. But
you're not supposed to have a flagpole.
Yeah. You choose in advance which neighborhood you move into. So I would choose to move into a neighborhood full of libertarians or liberty lovers, and then I wouldn't be too concerned about any of that.
You choose anyway what neighborhood you would move into, but the situation with the power is different in a private system where the community doesn't own property. It's the ownership of the property that really allows the city to hand over the sweetheart deals. Because the power in and of itself isn't that valuable. It's the power to, you know, dole out the contracts. It's the money. The money and the power go hand in hand, and then they grow a larger and larger system.
Yep.
If you just have the power, then you just have power freaks going after it, and it doesn't grow much larger because everybody's like, who wants to give the power freaks any money?
Let's get your email.
All right. Hello, gents. You were talking to Brian on Saturday night about a free market protection service. I have the same fear as Brian, but for a slightly different reason. One of my fears is my belief that mankind is inherently corrupt.
Mm.
I believe that this is due to the survival instinct. I would go on to explain this in further detail, but I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Not a very sunshiny view of the world.
Well, I think that people are corrupt. I don't think that they're
I don't know what that means.
Bad. Well, you know, that they're willing to not be dishonest. And the fact is, you'll find out,
like cheating on their taxes, would that be corrupt?
Well, that would be corrupt, but
But they're stealing from you, so why is that corrupt?
Understood. My wife's the most honest person in the world, but when it comes to taxes, I can show her how we can blur the lines.
Yes.
So I think that people will, you know,
are there people? Are there people who will lie? Sure. Are there people who will cut corners? Absolutely. That's why we have a free marketplace where people can compete and say, hey, our car is safer than your car. Come and buy our car. We'll back it up with this, you know, guarantee. And that's why guarantees are out there. That's why warranties are out there. That's why we have all these wonderful things that the marketplace has provided, because people are in search of a profit. So it's that profit motive that I think keeps people honest.
Right. And I think that people are good. I don't think they're necessarily honest. And I think corrupt and bad are two different words. I don't think that people will hurt you. Not that many people will hurt you. But they may try to get the upper hand in a business deal. And
that's how it works.
That's what we would have
Caveat emptor
dispute resolution organizations for. And currently we have the court system.
And consumer groups.
Right. And the more power you get, the more, I think, corruption you would see. Because as people gain more power, they usually get more and more corrupted. So
sure.
I think as the when you're taking away power, you're taking away the ability for people to be corrupt.
Right. Yes. The more power they have, the more untouchable they become, and
right.
so therefore the more brazen they'll become with their corruption.
And also, in order to get that power, you have to make compromises. And you find an honorable man. An honorable man likely has his own business, his own house, and does things his way. Whereas a politician cannot do that. You find even Ron Paul had to make a few compromises here and there in order mm-hmm. to get what he needed. Now, largely, he wasn't going to get anything in the House of Representatives, so
right.
there's no reason for him to make that many compromises. But as you get closer to the small, you get farther away from the small government paradigm, you'll find politicians that have to make bigger and bigger compromises. All right, Democrats, we'll let you have your little welfare program, but we're going to spend some more money on the military because it's important
yep.
we stay protected.
And the state grows and the power acclimates itself.
Right. But that being said, my fear
aggregates,
is
I guess.
That if we were to live in a free society with market-based protection services, there's an incentive for some to be corrupt. If they do their job,
well, there's already an incentive for corruption.
Absolutely
in the government
true.
System.
There's currently an incentive for corruption.
Okay.
They do their job too well. The demand for security protection lessens. The reason why is because human nature is to forget the need for vigilance or safety as we move away from the event which it brought our attention. I think that's absolutely true. Look at 9/11. Think about how you were a month after 9/11. Think about how you are today.
Okay, but before he goes on, I'll just throw something out on that one. I understand where he's coming from, suggesting that if the protection services are doing too great a job, then people will say, well, there's no crime around here. What the hell do we need you for? Okay, makes sense. Understand where that's coming from. But insurance companies, for the most part, are also in the business of doing nothing. For the most part. I mean, if an insurance company could get away with not doing anything all year long and never having to fill a claim because nobody got into an accident, that'd be great for them. But people understand, I think, inherently that there's always that chance that something could happen. So it makes sense to purchase these policies. And so, therefore, if you wanted to protect yourself, you could protect yourself via some sort of insurance policy. And therefore, the company that is offering those policies, if they don't have big overhead, the policies will be very, very affordable in that you could afford them for next to nothing.
What does one need protection from today that the cops provide? Roving gangs of killers? No, there's none of these running around, but certainly not in any towns I've ever lived in. Largely what the cops deal with when they deal with real legitimate threats to you is, domestic abuse, husbands and wives beating on each other, and, the odd burglar. I think that these things would still go on.
We'll come back with more of this discussion and take your calls about whatever you want to talk about at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping there and buy anything. 41-plus categories of places to shop, as well as they've got used items there. So load up your cart and feel good because you're getting a great deal, and Free Talk Live is getting a cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue the discussion about free market protection services, and when you bring up the idea of having the marketplace replace the government monopoly protection services, government police or law enforcement officers, people get scared because they believe that the government police are out there protecting them from something that the free marketplace just wouldn't be able to handle. Let's continue the email, Mark. Where were we?
He was talking about reasons he didn't think that things worked.
Corruption was one of the points.
The reason why is because human nature is to forget the need for vigilance or safety as we move away from the event which brought it to our attention. Some quick examples are hurricanes, robberies, tornadoes, murders, etc. For this reason, an area where a protection service is very effective and drives down the crime rate for a long period of time, the population may wish to pay less as there is not much need for them to fear, and therefore...
That's what they'll get. Yeah, the market provides what people desire.
And it corrects itself very quickly. I mean, the government is very, very slow. If we decide we need more police officers, they'll give us more police officers. But if we ever decide, well, maybe we need less, well, chances are that's not going to happen, for one. And even if it did, it would be extremely slow. The market corrects itself every day with what consumers are asking for.
So true. They're called market signals.
And people believe that children need to be educated, right?
Children
are getting educated currently, and, you know, obviously in this country they're not getting educated as well as they are in some other countries. We've moved down the list as time goes by, but people keep dumping more into education in order that students get educated better. You don't see people saying, oh, well, they can read and write now, so what the hell? I don't see any reason to pay for this. You may see people that don't have kids saying that, but why the hell shouldn't they say that? They don't have kids. So I think that you're not giving. I mean, that's not giving people much credit. Now I'm not 100% sure when it comes to this free market police exactly how it would work and how well it would work, but I don't know that I agree with that point necessarily.
Okay, so what happens is you've got this community where there was some crime before the government. You know, when the government was around, there was some crime, and then this is his scenario. Then the free market protection services take over, and they do such a great job at wiping out crime that their costs start to drop. They're just not out there enforcing things. They're still getting the same amount of money in from the people for their subscriptions, but they begin to hear complaints. The customers are saying, hey, you know, there hasn't been a stabbing or a murder or even an arson in years, and you're still charging us the same rates you were charging us a few years ago, and you know, we're getting tired of this. We know you're making all kinds of money over there. And so either the business will say, okay, yeah, fine, yeah, we can reduce our rates and pass on the savings. Has anyone ever heard of that term before, passing on the savings? If you're a business owner and all of a sudden your costs drop in half, eventually, if there's competition in the marketplace, you'll have the incentive to reduce the end cost to the consumer. And the same thing can happen here. If the business doesn't on their own say, hey, we're lowering your rates because it's a safer community now, and we've lowered our costs, so we're going to pass on the savings. If they don't, then Toby, you could come into town and start up your own protection service and say, hey, there's hardly any crime to speak of here. You can buy my insurance policy for half the cost of these other guys. We'll keep you just as safe, and come on in, and you'd have a market opportunity if that other business didn't lower their rates. So it's the element of competition that would eliminate what he's concerned with there.
And that competition would also work with his scenario as well of saying, well, the people will, there's the protection will drop, and there's room for corruption because, what's the need for the police if there's not some crime, right? So they need to have some crime. There's more areas for competition. That's when I would start up my group and compete for it to make it safer. So now, I think in the market, there's a much better chance that competition would win out.
And there's also the incentive to create crime exists now with the government system. Because it's the same sort of deal. The government, you know, they kind of look good when they're out solving crimes, and they want people to feel like their services are needed. So you could make that same argument for the government people. It's just that there's no solution with an alternative agency to go to.
A nice example of that is the firefighters that set fires in order that they can have fires to fight and be heroes.
It has been known to happen.
Been known to happen. And he's gonna posit this same scenario. But I think that you more likely would have a problem from an opposing company causing crime. It's very Ian. For instance, you've got a security company in a neighborhood, and you've been doing a fine little job. And I think, I'd like to have some of those customers in that neighborhood. I'm going to send my band of rogues there to cause mayhem and perhaps to loot, pillage, and if the opportunity arises, they'll rape. And
except if they get caught and discovered who they're working for, then your company's done for.
Right. Well, they would. I mean, under the current system.
Because I'm going to investigate. I'm going to hire. If I don't have enough people on staff, I'm going to bring in PIs and I'm going to investigate. See what the hell's going on? Why is there this rise in crime all of a sudden? What new crime lord has moved into town? I'll figure it out.
You're never going to work again.
Never going to work. I'm likely going to go to jail or have some level of punishment because
I want to keep my costs low. I want to keep the crime down so I can continue passing on savings to my customers and keep them happy.
And likely, maybe who knows what will happen? But that does sound like a more likely scenario. Anyway, now this great security protection service provider or some of its employees may create a parallel covert force whose job it is to create incidents that will remind people of the reason they need the security and simply incriminate a poor, innocent person with limited funds to properly defend themselves.
It's really paranoid. Paranoid.
I suppose it could happen.
It could, but as I said, there would be a market response by the competition, by people like me that would want to know what the hell's going on.
Now, how would that market response work if they frame some poor person? How is that person going to be better off?
Wait, what now? Sorry.
Okay. He's positing that they'll commit crimes and then frame someone who is poor, essentially. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you it's currently going on. I can tell you that you don't have
there's
much
graft. There's corruption, sure.
And you have people going to jail for crimes they didn't commit.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that's the case. That cops are more interested in closing a case, looking good by closing a case, than they are in getting the actual right person.
Well, let's bring in the private justice then. Let's bring in marketplace justice and talk about how that might factor in, because the police are not going to own the courts. It's not going to be that same way. The arbitrators, the private arbitrators, will be third parties, true third-party arbitrators, and they're going to, you know, if this guy, this poor guy, is saying, hey, you know, I didn't, if he's going along with the scam, then, well, that's going to be kind of tough to crack, but it could still be investigated. You could still follow the guy around, tail him, see who he's talking to, record his conversations, things like that. But, you know, presumably he might not want to be coerced. Presumably this poor guy might want to, you know, not be under the threat of coercion from whatever agency is doing this to him. So he could go and roll over to one of the competing agencies and say, hey, this is, you know, Joe Bilbob and his gang. They're, you know, they're forcing me to do this. They're threatening my family or whatever. And that would result in some real bad publicity for your company if that's what you were doing. Remember, you have to understand that in the marketplace, the consumer is the ultimate judge of whether or not you're upstanding or not. And if your reputation is called into question and people start saying things about you, then that's going to hurt. And it's going to hurt your pocketbook. And if people start dropping off the map as far as your customer base is concerned, you can't really fund much of anything else at that point. So how much money are you willing to spend on this crime creation spree? Because it's just going to lead to your undoing in good time. Whereas with a government situation, if the sheriff is a drug dealer in town and, you know, everything's corrupt, you have no recourse. They own the courts, they own the sheriff's department, they own the streets you live on. You've got nothing. So at least in the free marketplace situation, there are a wide variety of options you could take. And I'm sure many of them we haven't really even thought of here as to how the marketplace could respond to some sort of corruptive factor like that. Is that it?
It's pretty much it. I mean, now you guys may disagree and say that they would not do so because they are honorable. I don't think we've ever talked about people being honorable, that people are naturally honorable. I think honor is something that...
they'll charge as high a rate as they can get away with. In the marketplace, though, if there's another player, then that means they can't get away with very much.
Right. Well, I think that competition makes it so that, you know, companies are... They compete more honorably because the competition holds their feet to the fire,
right,
and will expose them. And, you know, that's also a role of media.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point, because media would be reporting on things differently than they do today. Today we see a media that, for the most part, just sort of wallows in government, what government is doing. You know, if you go to Drudge Report, the top story is always something about Obama or McCain, as though that has any relevance whatsoever to the average American's life. And so they just fawn over the politicians and the political process. Well, none of that would exist, so they'd have to talk about other things. And what does that mean? Well, community things going on, as well as... business stuff.
He says our view is too ideological, and he's going to tell us why.
Oh, he's got more. All right, we'll get to that here in moments. Hour two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.